Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Took a while, but it got done. I think it was on the third ballot. Mark Boughton, who has been the mayor of Danbury for quite a while, did pull through. He's here, and he's with us for a few minutes this morning. First of all, thank you for being on.
It's an honor always to be on with you. You know that.
So, hey, you're getting good at this already, man. You're a killer. I love it. So, all right, we've got the matter is here. And number one, it was really quite pretty impressive. I know there was an interview I was telling you off the air on the CT Post, I guess yesterday or maybe, well, it was today maybe. And, you know, it was kind of fatiguing, wasn't it? Because it took a while. You've got to do some persuasion to get this thing done.
Well, the whole process, you know, it's 18 months of, you know, raising $250,000 in $100 increments. It's wooing delegates. It's putting a whole campaign together. It was nice to see us execute our plan exactly the way we wanted to yesterday. You know, while we cleared the 50% hurdle, let's not forget there are three candidates in the race, and we won by a solid 10-point margin. So everything worked out pretty much the way we planned it. But, it is definitely fatiguing. It's hard work. It's one-on-one.
Yeah.
And you got to track these delegates at a granular level. That's how deep you get into it.
And as you were, you know, and I've seen some indications that maybe, I mean, this primary could have, what, up to seven people participating? It's possible, depending on petition drives and so on and so forth?
Yes, my guess is there'll be six people in the actual primary itself. There'll be three petitioning and then, of course, three that got in via the convention process.
Are you going to, is there perhaps, because you have a little time here until August, would there be a chance or would you make contact with the other candidates, especially the three there, the two that got 15%? Would you, in fact, be in touch with them and say, guys, we got to pull together here to win this thing for the Republican Party?
Well, I think they're pretty well, you know, dug in that they're going to primary. So I don't know if that's to be really a worthwhile effort. I will, however, have conversations with everybody to say, look, it does no good for us to have a circular firing squad and shoot at each other. I mean, that's, you know, we're going to have tens of millions of dollars that'll be poured into this primary to have it dumped on everybody's head. Whoever, you know, breaks out, everybody else will gang up on, just gives fodder to the Democrats. And, you know, we're going to lose a seat because, you know, people are so, you know, are not thinking clearly about what the best path is to victory. I always say I have to wake up and look at myself the morning after the primary and know that I didn't trash somebody to win this thing. I didn't speak ill of other Republicans and that I'm a team player and I need to be able to support the next nominee if it's not me. I hope and know it's going to be me, but at the end of the day, we got work to do.
This is your third shot at this, isn't it? Second or third?
I call it 2.5 because okay. I ran for Lieutenant Governor
right.
in 2010. Tom Foley and I lost by about 4,000 votes, if you remember that very closest election in history of governor politics here in the state. And in 2014, we had to pull the plug. So 2.5.
Well, see, and you know, that's the whole thing. I think a lot of people when you go to registered voters, obviously the Democrats have an advantage. But the fact is they're the biggest block of voters is independents. And people, I think, forget that last time around, it was, you're right, 4,000 votes. That was it.
That was it. Listen, if we poll about 60% of the unaffiliated voters and we win 10% of the Democrats and 90% of the Republicans, and we'll have a Republican governor. That's our plan. It's very simple. So, people want to be governed from, I think, a little bit right of center. They want you to be fiscally conservative, watch every nickel, fix the state, put people back to work, fix the economy, and stay out of their way and let them enjoy, you know, what we have and can have, a beautiful quality of life here in our state.
Let me ask you a question about this, because one of the things that is some people find very attractive about you is that you're working in a Democratic, largely Democratic town, and yet you've gotten elected a number of times. How do you work that? How do you do this?
Just reelected by 65% of vote last November. We do that because I pull people together. We work together. Once the election's done and we're all done screaming at each other, I sit everybody down and say, look, let's figure this problem out. Let's solve it. What's the fastest, cheapest, most efficient way to get to point A to point B? And that's how I put people together. And if you're with us, great. If you're not, then you're going to be left at the train station. And, you know, we solve problems here, and that's why we have the lowest unemployment rate in the state, safest city in Connecticut, best place to start a business, and the best quality of life in the state. We're proud of it.
Let's talk about the other people that would be on the ticket, though they're not actually running mates with you. I'm thinking of Joe Markley, which surprised me. He got the nomination for lieutenant governor, but so did Aaron Stewart and a number of others. Do you run with them at all, or do you wait until the general to really start hooking up?
Yeah, the way the process is laid out, you know, at the minimum, we just said there's going to be at least six people running for governor. There's three running for lieutenant governor. It's really hard because of the way the ballot alignment works to be able to pair up with any one person. We are blessed to have three solid, very, very good candidates. Joe Markley ran a strong campaign, a stealthy campaign, but he worked very hard at contacting people and, you know, just lining up his votes. And Aaron jumped in at the last second and pulled 25% of the Mayor Stewart, 25% of the delegates, which is remarkable. And, you know, Jamie Stevenson is a solid, solid first electwoman and Darianne. So we're blessed and lucky to have, you know, three people to choose from. But at the end of the day, I've got to worry about Mark Boughton in this process and make sure that I get myself elected.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I have to ask you this question because, as you know, it's been an issue, blah, blah, blah. You're perfectly fine health-wise, right?
Oh, I listen. I'll drop. I'm getting ready to go to the gym and do about 800 push-ups and all that stuff. So no, I'm fine. You know, my doctors have cleared me months ago, and I wouldn't be running if there was any risk at all. Life. One thing I've learned during this whole thing is that life is way too short, even to get to not be able to enjoy it, or put yourself in a position where you can hurt yourself. So. The doctors are 100% supportive, and look, I feel great. If I didn't feel great, I wouldn't be doing it.
Well, as time goes by, we're going to need to talk more about your ideas and what you would see Connecticut being, and, you know, it's certainly worth saving. And I guess, you know, you'd like to give it a shot, so we'll get some details coming up. Hey, Mark Boughton, thank you. Congratulations. Oh, hey, wait a minute. What's your website?
Oh, yes, Boughton2018.com. The special is on now for the primary. We'll cut your grass for free for the rest of the summer.
All right. Thanks, Mark Bowden.
See you, bye.
All right, Mayor, see you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.